play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Field Gym, the location, the Quincy Blue Devils, the opponent. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. How about your keys to the game tonight here, partner?
You know, we've got to stop their dribble penetration. Their guards got to the basket almost whenever they wanted to down there. We have to get the ball inside and move from inside and outside to keep the ball moving against their zone. And again, keep from turning the ball over in unforced turnover situations against their press. I think if we play the way that we're capable of here, we'll extend or we'll break the tie for the conference leadership right now and be on top.
Both teams with two losses in the conference, the Silver Streaks having played one more game with one more victory right now. Jalen McCants and Jeremiah Talton, the two leading scorers for these teams in the midcourt circle, and Galesburg wins the tip. The Egyptiaco brothers, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and McCants to start the game, and Dre throws it behind Milan up the far sideline, and the Streaks turn it over on their first possession. For the Blue Devils, Lucas Reese, a 6-foot senior. He was a killer against the Silver Streaks at the game down at Quincy back in December. Adante Kreider, a 5'11 senior. Brady Rupert, a 6'1 junior. Peyton Nicholson, a 6'2 senior. And then the sophomore, Jeremiah Talton, at 6'5, averaging 16.5 points per game. This is Reese with it up top. He's their second leading scorer, just under 13 points a game. Here's Kreider with it. Got away with a travel at the top of the arc. Dribbles down the right side of the lane and puts it up and in. And Quincy scores first, 2-0.
And you certainly don't want that to be indicative of how the game's going to be called, because he got away with a walk very much like down there.
This is Price with it up top. Riley now into the left corner down below us. Alex gives off to Eric. Dribbles, now pulls it back out. Gets around Kreider up to the outside. And then throws it behind Riley. Two really careless turnovers by the Silver Streaks to open the game. Oh, and now Mike Bromley comes over and says a Quincy player actually got a hand on it and deflected it out of bounds, so the Streaks are going to hang on to it. Milan will inbound at the scoring table. Into the backcourt to Price. Sophomores won tonight, 56-50. Coach Dalton Davis's team still with only one loss in Western Big Six Conference play. In the right corner, Milan swings the ball down low, picks it up. Kreider gets out on top of him. Now the feed to Jalen down
low. Beautiful sequence. Wing down low in the short corner and then hit Jalen on the dive to the basket.
Jalen with two more points. And now with a steal at the other end, another basket puts him in 10th place all time on the scoring list. Right corner, Dre for three. And the Streaks take a 5-0, a 5-2 lead here early on.
Get out and transition before their zone sets up.
6:20 to go. We're just underway in the opening quarter. Reese to the left side. Now Talton's going to shoot a long three. It rims in and out. Underneath the basket, Eric Price with a rebound, leads it into the front court for the Streaks. On the left side, Jalen drives into the lane. Jump stop up with the right hand, banks it in, and Jalen moves into 10th place on the all-time scoring list. He passes Mark Junk with 1,124 points now all-time. 7-2 Silver Streaks. Long three by Kreider off the back rim. Rebound, McCants tips it to himself. He'll come the Silver Streaks. Jalen lost a handle on it, but Dre there to pick it up. Dribbles out of traffic. Now bounce pass back to Jalen. Swings the ball down low, wants to drive baseline. Talton picked his pocket. Turnover, Silver Streaks. Now they get it back. Dre with a steal. Layup good. 9-2 Silver Streaks.
And a turnover on the inbounds.
Just got careless with it in the backcourt. Well, now what's the call here? Nobody's coming back to get the ball. Now the officials are down talking things over with the Silver Streaks bench or the student section. I'm not exactly sure what. Now the officials are going to have a little conference at midcourt. Well, you saw what should have been the turnover in the backcourt. Now what's the discussion here? Let's turn up public address announcer Jeff Lamb, see if he makes an announcement here to kind of clarify what's going on. Well, now there's going to be another conference with the other two officials.
And this was way away from the turnover down by the Galesburg bench, and I have no idea. We did not see anything there. Our focus was down here.
Well, the Silver Streaks are coming back into the front court because we think it's a turnover on Quincy, and Galesburg's going to get the ball back, but...
Going to have a technical foul.
We have a technical foul. We have a technical foul called, and there's a discussion taking place at the scoring table that looks like Quincy's going to be shooting.
Technical foul called on the Galesburg bench.
Huh.
I don't know if one of our reserves said something to one of their players, and I think that's where the technical foul came from.
Well, we were talking things over with Brock Hampshire in the pregame. Brock's the play-by-play announcer for one of the Quincy stations that makes
the
trip.
And now Ryan's got to sit down on the bench as well. Just a poor decision there by one of our players on the bench. And now Ryan has to sit down. Coach Hart has to sit down the rest of the night. Not good in any way, shape, or form there.
As Reese makes the first technical foul free throw. We were telling Brock prior to the game here as we were visiting about this one tonight that we've seen three games in a row where the Silver Streaks opponents have been whistled for a technical foul. The Rocky game, then the Alleman game, and then on Lincoln Park up at the Orr shootout on
Galesburg
Saturday.
Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout.
And the Streaks have called a 30-second timeout here just to kind of get things squared away as Quincy's going to get the ball back. Well, I sure never anticipated that we would see a technical foul like that called just 2.5 minutes into the game.
And that's the other thing, too. I mean, was it something that it just seems funny that a technical foul was called there when all the action was down here? Was it that loud? You know, and again, that doesn't condone anybody's language or anybody talking. It just seems like a funny situation there. But by the same token, you got to keep your mouth shut when you're sitting there on the bench in terms of directing anything toward your opponent.
So again, Quincy gets the ball, which they would have had the ball anyway as that technical got fouled away from the action. So up top, this is Kreider with it to the left side, Talton. Now back to Kreider between the circles. 9-4 Galesburg, 5:18 to go here in this opening quarter. Streak sophomores won by 6 tonight. On the left side, this is Brady Rupert and an illegal screen called against Talton. And that'll be the third Quincy turnover in the game and the first foul called on the Quincy Blue Devils.
And obviously you're concerned in that situation we lose a little momentum because we had it rocking and rolling there.
Price into the front court. Here comes the trap. Passes out of it to Drea Gypciaku on the left side. Now gives it right back to Eric on the right side. In traffic. Contact. Got his back turned to the basket. Didn't flip it up and in. Rebound Peyton Nicholson. Quincy at the other end and contact as the Streaks go for a steal and a foul called against Galesburg.
Streaks very anxious down here, going maybe a little bit too fast and making some mistakes because they're a little bit out of control. So they're trying to, they need to get that back into control here and play under control.
That was the Streaks' first miss, wasn't it?
Yes.
Had them at 4-for-4. Both teams with 3 turnovers here. The foul on Alex Egyptiaco, the second against the Silver Streaks, but the first personal foul called. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Reese cut off by Alex on the left side. Now into the hands of Kreider. Dribble drive in the lane. Up with the right hand. Missed it. Rebound tapped out to Nicholson. Kicks it out. Right side Reese for 3 from the wing. Missed it. And the weak side rebound Jalen McCants. Jalen into the front court. Into the corner it goes to Dre. And he'll dribble it all the way back up top. Dre with a bounce pass to Riley Milan on the left side. Into the lane. Batted away. Intended for Egyptiaco. 4 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Into the left corner, Kreider for 3. A little bit long, and the high rebound comes down into the hands of Eric for the Silver Streaks. Quickly down the other end, Dre with a layup, and
great
he has become an expert on those runouts.
Great job of seeing up the floor there.
on the right side. Peyton Nicholson with it. Leaves it off for Reese in the right corner. Now Reese has it curling around. Steps back at the free throw line. Call for traveling. That's his fourth foul. Or fourth turnover, rather, on Quincy.
Both teams trying to play a little bit too quickly here, making some unforced turnovers.
So Silver Streaks leading here 11-4, 3:40 to go here in this opening quarter. Battle for first place. Geneseo also playing Rock Island tonight, so we're keeping an eye on that game as those are the other teams involved at the top of the conference. Eric into the lane. And a blocking foul called as the shot goes through. And Talton just picked up his second foul. He was there trying to draw the charge. The official blew the defensive foul instead. And it's a chance at a three-point play for Price.
Perfect definition of playing through contact there. Eric did a great job there.
So Eric to the free throw line, where we've talked about his struggles this season. His numbers have gone down, and that free throw goes in and out. Jalen comes over, and he deflects the rebound off of Talton, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
Eric's mechanics look great. He's just a little flat. Lots of the shots, lots of his foul shots are off the back of the rim.
13-4 Silver Streaks, under 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. On the inbound, McCants right wing, off the rim for three. Rebound, Dre flying down the lane, got a hand on it, but knocked it out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils. Again, McCants with 4 points already in this game has moved into 10th place on the all-time scoring list at Galesburg High School, passing Mark Junk tonight. And next up for Jalen, he's just 18 points away from Jason Shea in ninth place.
My first go around here as an assistant varsity basketball coach was with Mark Junk, and he was a terrific player. Could do so many things well.
9-point Galesburg lead. Quincy with the ball. 3:10 to go first quarter. Into the game, Jack Rupert, a 6'3 senior. That's brother Brady passing it into the right corner to Kreider. Kreider trying to shake away from Dre, kicks it into the left corner. 18-foot jumper is long from the wing, and the weak side rebound, the third of the game for Eric. Drives, kicks it out, left side. Caleb Meadows into the game, passes baseline into the corner. Eric's three goes in and out. Rebound deflected out to Brady Rupert. Leading the break for Quincy. Feeds it through the lane, and there's Eric cutting it off and stealing it away.
Great hustle.
Price into the front court. Free throw line. Kicks it out. Caleb open for three. Way over the rim. And the weak side rebound underneath to Adante Kreider.
Streaks a little bit too jacked up at this point offensively. I mean, doing everything well, just a little jacked up in terms of being under control and having some touch.
2:20 to go first quarter. Silver Streaks lead is 9, 13-4. Up top, Ian Richardson passes away to the left side over to Jack Rupert. Now into the hands of Adante Kreider just inside of the half court. 2:05 to go first quarter. 13-4 Silver Streaks on the left side. This is Peyton Nicholson. Now kick up top, and the three goes down for Jack Rupert. And that cuts the lead to 13-7, Silver Streaks by 6.
Didn't get a good close out there on him and contest the shot.
Comes the trap waiting. Dre passes right side over to Eric, who gives it right back to Dre on the left side, and they break the trap. Caleb on the left side outside the wing, up top. Swing it around to the right side into the corner. Riley shoots the three off the front of the rim. Underneath, Adante Kreider with a rebound. Quickly at the other end, Kreider in traffic, missed the shot, and the runner put back by Brady Rupert. Nobody boxed him out. He's got three rebounds in his first 2 points.
Went right over the top there to get that offensive rebound.
13-9, the lead is down to 4. Left wing, Milan. Swing it back out top to Dre. Dre telling Riley, get it into Jalen, who's open. Now they bounce it down to Jalen. He's got an advantage on the inside, and he gets a shot up and fouled from the backside. Jalen will get 2 free throws. He was one-on-one on the inside to Ian Richardson. He felt that he had a matchup advantage there, and the Streaks just didn't quite get in there quickly enough.
Got to overload the side of the floor. Jalen's got to work to get open and post up and get a little pinch on his defender there, and we can score all night in that situation.
First free throw by Jalen up and in. 5 points in the game now. That snaps the little mini Quincy run. They'd scored 5 in a row. It's now a 5-point Galesburg lead, 14-9. DeMarco Harden into the game. Meadows and Egyptiaco, Alex Egyptiaco, rather, on the bench. The foul on Ian Richardson, the first on him for Quincy, third team foul on the Blue Devils. And Jalen made them both. He's got six.
In that situation, Brad, we're going to have to move the ball and then also use pass fakes.
The other end, Dante Kreider running in from the right side. Too strong on the bank shot. Jalen with a rebound. Leads a break to the other end. Right-hand floater off the back iron. Won't go. And the rebound controlled by Ethan Scott in the game for Quincy. Jalen took it coast-to-coast after the rebound. Here's Reese with a spin move. Kicks it out. Three on the way by Richardson is good. 15-12.
That play's made by Reese there on that penetration and kick out.
Quincy's pulled within three. Silver Streaks were up nine. We're down to the final 30 seconds of the half, and a bad pass intercepted by the Blue Devils. Five Galesburg turnovers at the other end. Kreider misses another runner coming in from the left side, and Dre couldn't handle the rebound coming back to him, and he lost it out of bounds back to the Devils.
Yeah, those little soft lob passes there are going to be stolen, and Quincy's going to have layup opportunity after layup opportunity if we don't get that corrected.
24 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-12 is the Galesburg lead, but Quincy ball on the inbound to Jack Rupert on the corner. Alex back in the game replacing Riley Milan. So Price and McCants, the only two Silver Streaks who have not come out of the game here in the early going. Reese with a crossover dribble, pulls up at the free throw line, missed it. Alex Egyptiaco with the rebound, Streaks with a chance to get the final shot. Instead, Price shoots from the free throw line and scores. Time for Quincy to get it into the front court. Down to one, Reese has to fire it from three quarters, and it's off the backboard. End of one at Thiel Gym, 17-12 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Normally, car buying is a headache, but Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, explains how he and his crew do things differently, a lot differently.
You're going to steer the ship, and you're not going to have to do anything you don't want to do, look at anything you don't want to look at, or be told anything you don't want to hear. We're just going to give it to you straight, very transparently, with everything in black and white on a piece of paper, no tricks, no three-card Monte shell games. It's all going to be very easy to deal with, and at the end, you're going to feel comfortable with that.
Easy, comfortable, and dare we say fun. It's a different kind of car buying experience. See for yourself at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead Quincy after one, 17-12. Blue Devils with the ball to begin the second quarter. Both teams, two losses in the Western Big Six Conference, along with Geneseo, but the Streaks with one more victory and trying to keep it at that lead. Here's a missed three-pointer off the wing. Jalen McCants with the rebound off the Jack Rupert miss. Streaks with a five-point lead and the ball. First possession, second quarter. DeMarco from the left corner. Three goals in and out. And the rebound underneath to Dre Humphrey. That ball did everything but go down. Quincy back on offense. Humphrey right back with it. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks it into the left corner. Reese had an opening. Baseline goes to the reverse side. Kicks it out. Jack Rupert, three again. His second of the game. And it's 17-15. Quincy pulls within two.
Our rotations, we've got to find the shooter and close out. We're not doing that right now on the defensive end.
Eric's pass deflected back to him out high. Over to Dre, now back to Price. A little keep away between the two. Under the left wing, DeMarco tries the entry pass. Quincy batted it away. Six turnover on the Silver Streaks. Chance for the Devils to take the lead on a three here. And another one knocked down by Jack Rupert. He's got three in the first half. And he leads Quincy with nine. That's Quincy's first lead since they were up 2-0. 18-17 Blue Devils, 6:40 to go first half. DeMarco on the wing, kicks it back up top to Price. Now Dre fires it, right baseline. Alex, jump stop, back, leans in, misses the runner, right back to Jalen, up and in with a putback. Five rebounds in the game for McCants, he's got eight. And the Streaks regain the lead at 19-18. Up top. Rupert curls around, now it comes to the outside to Ian Richardson. Here's Humphrey putting the ball on the floor between the legs with the dribble. Cut off by Harden in the lane. Pulls it back out. Still with the dribble, though. Passes it onto the left wing to Lucas Reese on the wing. Reese trying to get around Dre Egyptiaco. Cut off. Pulls it back out. Now onto the left side it goes. Dribble drive by Scott. Has the ball knocked away. Loose. Six turnover on Quincy.
Good play by Eric getting his hand in there.
Here's Jalen on the right side. Into the right corner. Dre for three. Hits again. Andrea Gypsyako in double figures with 10 now. And the Silver Streaks back on top by 4 at 22-18.
Nice answer by the Streaks there to answer the little run by Quincy.
Dre's season high on the varsity level is 12. He's got 10 already. And a dribble drive down the right side of the lane by Reese. And the Streaks reached in and fouled him. This will be their third team foul and the second personal of the game as it gets whistled on DeMarco Harden.
Reese makes that move that was made famous by a guy named Butch Lee for Marquette, where he gives a little left shoulder move to get the defense frozen, then comes back hard right. Did that very nicely there and drew the foul.
Kreider on the inbound, left of his own backboard, gets it into an open Richardson on the wing, but he passes up the shot, has Reese over. Now left side Kreider will shoot the long three off the back iron. Rebound underneath, batted around. Jalen McCants controls for the Silver Streaks. And a foul called on Dre Humphrey on the reach-in, trying to knock it out of his hands. Fourth team foul on Quincy, first of the game on Humphrey.
Down here, we've got to continue to engage the defense, use our pass fakes, and we can find people inside in the short corner here. We just have to be patient and make them guard us.
Adante Kreider taking more shots than anybody in this game. He's put up 7 times, made only one of them. He scored 10 in the Quincy victory down at their place back in December. Into the front court, DeMarco. On the give and go to Alex. The kick out to Price. Passes up the three. Dribble drives. Scoops it with a left hand. English off the glass. Missed it, but Jalen with a tip up and in.
But that was made there by getting the ball into the middle and making the defense guard you.
Streaks lead is 6 again, 24-18. McCants with 10 in the game, along with Gypsyako, Drea Gypsyako, and double figures for the Streaks. Reese cut off at the high post. Passes behind him to Richardson. Humphrey now back up top to Reese between the circles. Trying to fight through a screen. DeMarco comes out, jumps him. The trap is on, and the deflection in the lane. Stolen away by the Streaks. Price into the front court. Leaves it behind him to Dre. Puts the ball on the floor. Into the lane, and a travel called as Dre took too big of a stride, cutting to the basket. 7 turnovers on both clubs here with 4:32 to go in the first half, and the Streaks up 6.
And again, both teams a little tight, but that's only because both teams are working so hard, trying so hard, that they're a little bit out of control and out of their comfort zone here with the turnovers.
After Quincy scored the first 6 points of the second quarter to take a 1-point lead, the Silver Streaks have answered with 7 in a row to regain the lead by 6, 24-18, 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Reese will bring it across midcourt. He's just got 2 points in the game. Of course, he was the offensive star. He single-handedly put Quincy on top with his big action in the fourth quarter down at their place. He scored 20, has only 2 free throws on the scoreboard tonight. Now he shoots one from the left corner and hits. Excuse me for me and my big mouth.
We've done a really good job on both those guards right now, and that was just a loose ball scramble, and he was able to get open.
5 in the game for Reese, cuts the lead in half down to 3. Halfway through quarter number 2, 24-21 Streaks. Price at the volleyball line. Over to Drea Gypsyako, off the elbow. Now back up top to Eric. Price looks over the defense. Swinging around to the right side to an open DeMarco Harden for 3 from the wing. First
ball
basket
movement
of the game.
Good ball movement. And again, make the defense guard us in that zone, and that creates they can't recover fast enough.
Harden can be such a weapon for the Silver Streaks off the bench if he can knock down just a few shots each game to really loosen things up on the inside for somebody like McCants. There's a high post jumper way off the mark, and the rebound grabbed down underneath by Jalen McCants, who's got 8 boards in the game already. Alex drives baseline. The kick out. Price for 3. Off the back iron. Long rebound out to McCants at the free throw line. Spin move. Up and in with a right hand.
Just a beast on the glass there, and always seems to convert those second chance points.
The 3 by Harden, the 2 by McCants. It's a little 5-0 run, and the Streaks build the lead to 8 now, under 3 minutes to go first half. They led by as many as 9 in the first quarter. Up top, this is Kreider with it between the circles. They go left wing to Brady Rupert, kicks it back out. 29-21 Streaks, 2:45 to go for the half. Kreider works his way left to right along the volleyball line. Now under the wing, it goes to Richardson. Up top, Brady Rupert comes out for it. Passes it to the right side to Nicholson. Nicholson, bounce pass onto the wing as Reese comes over for it. Feeds it down low to Nicholson. Cut off by DeMarco, skips it back out. Open shot from the left wing is an air ball over the basket. And Alex with a good box out for his 2nd rebound. Streaks into the front court trying to get the lead to double digits for the first time tonight. And McCants gets called for the step foul or turnover. eighth of the game as he gets called for traveling out on the wing.
Just a little bit too much of a in a hurry there, and I got the travel. Good job again by the Streaks defensively, scrambling, covering up, helping and recovering, forcing tough shots by the guys that we want to shoot the shots.
29-21 Silver Streaks as we approach the two-minute mark of the second quarter. Sophomores won here tonight, 56-50. Streaks trying to snap an eight-game losing streak to the Blue Devils. Crossover dribble by Kreider gets down to the low blocks, and a foul called on Drea Gypciakou. He got caught out on the outside on that little crossover, and he lost a step along the way, and Dre got fouled him trying to catch up.
And Kreider, a good job of identifying that and getting to the basket there on the baseline side.
1:56 to go, second quarter. Reese, wide open into the lane, finds a cutting Brady Rupert, who missed the shot, and Eric comes down with a rebound, streaks into the front court. Jalen with a scoop, and it rolls through. Right in front of the basket, he got the shot up and in over the front of the rim, and a 30-second timeout called by Quincy.
And Streaks able to really be explosive off of the misses and off the turnovers here and go on many runs here a couple times tonight and extend that lead to 10.
Again, Quincy got that lead at 18-17, scoring the first 6 points of the second quarter. Since that time, the Streaks have outscored the Blue Devils 14-3. To extend the lead to 10, and it's in double digits for the first time tonight.
You know, when you watch Jalen, and this is just the knack of a great scorer like he is, they get the shooter's roll. They're able to score in a variety of ways. The ball will bounce around and fall in because he has great backspin on it. And again, we've seen that a couple times here tonight on some shots that have bounced around, went softly, and fell in.
I said earlier that Rocky was playing Geneseo. I misspoke. Rocky is actually playing Sterling tonight. And the Rocks lead that one 47-29. Quincy coming out of the 30-second timeout. Kreider up top. Gives it right side to Reese on the elbow. Now it goes up top to Jack Rupert, who's at three threes in the game already.
Critical
Reese
time
lost
here.
The handle on at the free throw line, but Kreider, as the Silver Streaks chased it down toward half court, got to it first. Drives, kicks it into the corner. Shot comes up a little bit short. There's Jalen's 10th rebound. On the run. One on three. The head and shoulder fake. Came up short off the rim. Got his own rebound. Put back. Good.
Just relentless there.
He's got 10 in the quarter. 16 for the game. And he's in a double-double with 11 rebounds already. And now going for the steal. Price gets called for the foul on the reach. His first.
And a great sequence here by the Streaks. And I was coming out of the timeout, I wanted to comment that this last minute and a half is going to be a real key time. Quincy can put a dent in our lead, or the Streaks can take this and run with it a little bit.
And a basket underneath by Reese, who's got 7 in the game now, 33-23. That snaps the Galesburg run. Price. Skip pass into the left side. DeMarco, quick feed down low to Jalen. Goes into the lane, draws contact, puts it up with the right hand. He is owning the inside, and a technical foul called against the Silver Streaks, I think. At least based on Drea Gypciakou's reaction, it's a technical call against the Streaks, which is going to take some more momentum against away as Galesburg builds the lead back to 12 with 31 seconds to go in the half. Now, I didn't see it.
I didn't either. But I think the officials here are very sensitive here tonight to that thing.
Technical foul on Jalen McCants.
Huh. So it's on Jalen. His first. So apparently Jalen, I'm guessing, must have said something. Little trash talking, I'm guessing, going on the inside after that shot. Second technical called against the Silver Streaks tonight. The first one was on the bench 2.5 minutes into the game. Reese makes both free throws for Quincy.
Yeah, just a difficult thing. Obviously, I'm not down there to hear anything. I didn't see anything that body language-wise that showed anybody up. But something gone. And again, you're going to have to make that adjustment. These three officials are very sensitive to those things here tonight, and you better make your adjustments. And again, you need to do things that are good sportsmanship, but you better be aware of your surroundings here in your environment.
Quincy with the ball holding for the final shot of the half, trailing by 10. Down to 17 seconds to go. Reese backs up in the corner in front of the scoring table, working man-to-man against Eric Price. Here comes a screen out high, but Jalen jumps in. They go for the trap. Oh, tough foul called as Eric got Reese from the backside, and they're going to call Eric for the foul. And Eric doesn't react very well from that, and the official gave him a long look and did not call the technical foul, but you could tell by his
expression, he
was thinking about it.
He was looking to.
As McCants, as the screen came out high, Jalen went around the screen as Eric got caught on the screen, so he jumped the weak side on Reese's dribble. And then after Eric fought to the screen, they had a trap out high trying to go for the steal. And they darn near had it as Reese was having a hard time controlling the ball, and Price got called for the reach from the backside. And Reese knocks down the first free throw. The lead is down to 9. He knocks them both down. It's 35-27.
Plenty of time here.
Streaks have 9 seconds. Price into the front court. Down the lane. Lost a handle on the dribble out high because Quincy gets called for a reach in as Eric went around him at the top of the arc. That stops the clock with 4.5 seconds to go. And probably a good thing because there was a charge waiting there for Eric.
He was out of control there, and we were lucky that, like you said, a foul or a turnover was ready to happen.
Streaks get it from the baseline into Drea Gypsy. Pull up from the wing off the back of the backboard, and that's how the first half ends. Streaks lose a little bit of momentum going into the locker room as the lead is down to 8 at the break, 35-27. We'll take a timeout. Halftime statistics, individual scoring, a word with the coaching staff. We'll find out what these technicals are all about when we get a chance to visit with Chad Thompson coming out of the locker room. 35-27 Streaks at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Time to bring it inside.
Enter the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. And, well, we always talk about the intensity of Western Big Six Conference matchups, Steve. I don't know that we anticipated it would quite manifest itself in the way it has here tonight with a technical foul called against the Streaks bench 2.5 minutes into the game. A technical foul called against Jalen McCants, apparently for lack of a better term, trash talking within the final 30 seconds. So kind of bookend the way this game started and finished here in the first half. But still, the Silver Streaks overall playing very well here tonight, leading by 8 at the half.
Yeah, I've done a great job here in terms of going on many runs. Really did a fine job, I think, of playing defense in the half court, identifying and marking their shooters, making those guys that we want to shoot the ball, and those kids that we don't want become drivers. So we've done a really, for the most part, a good job in the half court defense. We've turned it over a little bit in some unforced turnovers, got out of control a bit in terms of the offense. But for the most part, we've been terrific. And again, Jalen has been a one-man wrecking crew as he's been throughout the entire season, both scoring points and on the glass.
He's just dominated on the inside. I mean, it seems to be the Silver Streaks' number one motive here tonight. Get the ball into Jalen because Quincy hasn't really shown the ability to stop him inside so far.
Yeah, there's no one, and there's not many kids that we'll find throughout the state that can stop Jalen inside with his array of moves and his ability to use his body and shot fakes and hang in the air and go up and under and all the arsenal moves that he has around the basket.
Are you ready for some halftime statistics?
Well, we're going to give it a go here, but You know, they may be a little out of whack tonight, but normally you and I pretty much agree on things.
Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. So what do you show here, Steve, to start off with the team numbers?
Streaks are 15 out of 27 at 55%, and we've shot the ball all year long from the field very well. 3 out of 10 with the three ball. Quincy, on the other hand, 8 out of 25 from the field is what I have unofficially for 32%, and 5 out of 14 for 32% also with the three ball. Rebounding-wise, I have the Streaks out-rebounding the Blue Devils here in the first half, 18 to 12. Now, again, that may be a little off, but we really dominated the glass there in the second period. Turnover-wise, both teams a little tight, a little bit fast in terms of their play. Committed 5 turnovers, and Quincy committed 6 in the first quarter. But we settled down a little bit. We had 3 in the second period for 8 for the game, and they had 1 unofficially for 7 for the game. A good ball game here. And again, the technical foul situation really took a little bit of the air out of our, the wind out of our sails there in terms of momentum. I know that that'll be addressed at halftime, and you always need to adjust to your officiating, and always, and again, in no way, shape, or form will we condone any kind of unsportsmanlike situation.
No.
But again, a little unusual here tonight that we haven't seen throughout in the entire season thus far.
Free throw shooting in favor of Quincy. They are 6 out of 6. All of those from Lucas Reese. And he is the leading scorer for the Blue Devils, largely because of those 6 free throws. The Silver Streaks, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Those are our halftime team statistics. We'll check Western Big 6 Conference scores. We'll give you the individual scoring. And we'll talk things over with the coaching staff when Chad Thompson comes out of the locker room. 35-27, Silver Streaks at the half by 8 over Quincy. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brett Wright from WGIL with a way you can help local Boy Scouts. The Knoxville Boy Scout Troop will be hosting an all-you-can-eat chili and soup supper on Saturday, February 1st at the Knoxville United Methodist Church. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds for the rest of tonight. A low near 24. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance of snow mid-morning through early afternoon. A high near 30 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy. A low of 20. And clouds on Thursday with a high near 31. Thursday night, cloudy as well. A low near 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium, 35-27 is the Galesburg lead. The Silver Streaks ranked 8th now in Class 3A after splitting a couple games last week. Big win over Rock Island, actually 3 games. They went 2-1. The big win over Rock Island on Monday, but the poll came out after that week when the Silver Streaks cracked the top 10 at number 9. Then they beat Alleman on the road Friday, lost that tough game to Lincoln Park out of the Chicago area on Saturday. Still, the Silver Streaks moved up a spot to number 8 in the poll. They lead here at the half 35-27. We'll run through some other Western Big Six Conference scores, but quickly give you the individual scoring. Well, never mind. Chad Thompson's out. Steve Cheeseman jogging along the sideline. So our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's find out what the coaching staff has to say coming out of the locker room. Here's Steve. Would help if I get the right thing plugged in here. Now here's Steve Cheeseman.
The over and back on the inbound play, we saw Coach Douglas stand up. Our guy thought it was going to be a timeout, and he was just excited, feeding off the energy of the crowd. A young guy mistake, one we definitely need to clean up. But again, his heart was in the right place.
Sure. How about the game itself? We've been on many runs. We've done a good job defensively. Your thoughts here at halftime, and what do we do here in the second half?
I like where we're at right now, playing through some adversity, doing some things well. You know, I think we got to make sure we shore up Reese. He's a stud point guard. He's really, really good at controlling the game. We got to shore him up with the twins, guard him defensively. And when 21 comes in, we got to keep him off the three-point line.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Assistant Coach Chad Thompson. As always, our thanks to Chad for joining us here at halftime, giving us a little insight, at least when I can have the right cable plugged in, and I think we got enough of his thoughts there to basically figure out what was going on there in terms of, I guess, Jalen batting the ball away from the Quincy players. So it wasn't anything that he said, more in terms of what he did from what we picked up there from Chad Thompson. Halftime in Western Big Six Conference action elsewhere. Geneseo again tied with Quincy for second place in the conference. Their lead over United Township is just 5 at the half, 22-17. And Rock Island pretty much having its way with Sterling, leading 61-40 at last check in that game. So apparently that Twitter score was kind of delayed. Oh, no, I take it back. That's the Geneseo girls score. So Geneseo by 5 over UT at the half. Quincy leading Sterling by 21 as Steve joins us back here in the booth, and we're ready to get the second half started with the Silver Streaks leading 35-27 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Leading scorers in the first half, Jalen McCants, 18 points, 11 rebounds for the Streaks. Drea Gypsiaco had 10. For Quincy, Lucas Reese, 11 points, including 9 of those in the second quarter. Here's Alex, jump stop, kick out to Dre, left corner, open Price, way over the rebound, on the weak side rebound by Alex, short arms it on the putback, second opportunity short, Jeremiah Talton with the rebound, and then it gets fouled from the backside by Eric Price, his third.
And that's a tough foul to pick up here early in the third period on that, and we'll have to watch to see if that's a factor, and I know Coach is going to go to the bench here right off the bat with Kyleb Meadows into the ball game.
Kyleb took only one shot in the first quarter, had very limited time on the floor. In fact, I'm not sure he played more than about a minute of that second quarter total. So 35-27, Streaks come up empty, 3 shots at the basket and come up empty. The lead is 35-27 as Quincy gets its first offensive possession. Kreider on the right wing. Talton comes out high. Streaks did a nice job on him. He was scoreless.
Sure did.
Only one shot in the first quarter. He has it now, curls around in the lane, shoots. Streaks might have gotten a hand on it, but he gets his own rebound, misses the follow, and the rebound knocked out of bounds down below us. Quincy gets another shot at it.
And I do believe that they're going to try to get Talton more involved in the ball game here and try to go right at Jalen.
Up top, Reese tries a crossover dribble on Alex, kicks it into the left corner. Kreider fakes right, goes left, under the basket, uses his body to shield the shot, missed it. Andrea Gypsiaco with a rebound. At the other end, Alex tries a reverse. Rebound put back by Jalen is short. Both teams missing some point-blank shots early on, and Peyton Nicholson comes out with a rebound. I think Alex just tried to do too much with it on that runner underneath.
Agree totally. Just make the layup simple there.
Another miss by Quincy, and Nicholson saves it for Quincy from going out of bounds, and Kreider hits a three-pointer. So the Streaks getting beat on the boards here early in the third quarter. And now the pass thrown behind Riley Milan out high. 9 turnovers on the Streaks, and if you go back to when the Streaks were up 12 late in the third quarter, Quincy has now outscored Galesburg on a 7-0 run that included that technical foul against Jalen McCants, and they've got a chance to get it down to 3, maybe 2 here.
Need to right the ship here these first 3 minutes.
Reese, up top, Talton, left side, Kreider, just hit a 3 a moment ago. Reese looking back door to Kreider. Now he goes to the right side to Talton, goes up high for it. Spins around Riley in the lane, but misses the shot. McCants with his 13th rebound. Feeds it left side to Kylib driving in, and Meadows gets fouled going to the basket on a good feed from Jalen. And Meadows will get two free throws here.
Brad, I've liked how we've got the ball off the glass and got out and tried to break here in transition, tried to get up the floor here, and that's a good job, and we need to continue to do that.
Meadows at the free throw line, even in limited action, has done a nice job getting to the free throw line. This is his 22nd attempt of the season, and he knocks down the first one. 36-30, Galesburg. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Meadows will get a second one. And it's good. His first 2 points of the game.
Free throws are at a premium. We need to continue to score there. Got a question here on something on the floor. I think there's some kind of liquid on the floor or something there.
So we got a little stoppage of play. A stoppage for some spillage. And both teams will take advantage of a timeout. Why don't we take a quick timeout as well? 5:58 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 37-30. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why there's nothing worse than a car salesman.
I think a lot of places you go and why people kind of get a bad taste in their mouth is because they feel like they're talking to a, quote, salesman. They're being sold something. Yes, you have to buy a vehicle and someone's got to sell it to you, but we view ourselves and we view our salespeople as actually customer service representatives. We are just servicing the customer. That is it. And if you do that properly, it will never feel like you're being sold.
Don't get sold. Get customer serviced at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:58 to go in the third quarter, and we're still not quite ready for action here as the officials have spotted something on the floor in a few different spots. So Brandon Tyrrell is out there with some spray material. Now he's unscrewed the cap and he's just pouring something onto the floor to try to clean up. I'm assuming something sticky.
I think it's some blood.
Okay. Well, yeah, he does have the gloves on, doesn't he? So it's not something you can just wipe up with a towel. So both teams taking advantage of this to kind of get a free timeout of it. In fact, Andy Douglas has pulled his team back over for another huddle. And Ryan Hart has come out onto the floor to huddle up with his players as well. Again, 5:58 to go. We're very early here in the second half. And the Silver Streaks lead is 37-30. If anything, maybe this can help settle the streaks down here a little bit.
Yeah, we've been getting off to really good starts in the third period throughout the entire season. Here a little shaky here to start the period, and I think we've been affected by Eric's foul and going to the bench. Eric's been a real factor here tonight, both offensively and defensively, and brings, you know, tremendous experience to the ball club, and I think we've got some young players on the floor that are looking for some of that.
Chance for Kylib Meadows to really step up and maybe have more of an impact on a game than he's had since he had the breakout game at Geneseo a few weeks ago when he scored 23, knocked down 6 3-pointers. With Price on the bench with 3 fouls, Streaks are going to need him to contribute here tonight. Maybe more so than he's been able to do so in his first 8 games back. Here's Reese on the right side, got free around a screen and hits it from the elbow. His first basket of the second half, and he's got 14 for the game.
Great offensive set by Quincy there, set good screens, got the wide open three.
The Streaks lead is 4. They trap Milan out high, gets the pass away to McCants on the left wing, and a poke foul away, or not, sorry, not a foul, but a poke away by Talton from the backside. 10 Streaks turnovers. Talton with a step back from the elbow, missed it, and the rebound to Dre Egyptiaco. Talton still scoreless for the game. He's 0 for 5 from the field, including 0 for 4 here in the second half. Feed into the lane to Alex. Spin move to the left, up and in.
And we got the ball inside by reversing it and pass fakes. And Alex, a great job, simple, getting to the basket.
On a good feed from his brother Dre on the outside. Now Kreider drives through the lane and gets the shot to run up and in over the front of the rim. Quincy answers quickly, 39-35. Galesburg's lead back to 4.
They're trying to be very aggressive to the basket.
Alex at the free throw line, dishes it out. Meadows passes up the 3. It goes to Dre up top instead. Egyptiaco's shot rolls through, and Dre with a career-high 13 now.
Our baskets have always been pretty dead on both ends here in this gym, the shooter's gymnasium.
42-35, Streaks by 7. Kreider on the left side working against Dre Egyptiaco. Step back three, good. And a big answer by Kreider. He only had two in the first half. He's got eight in the third quarter.
Just tip your cap there. That's a good basketball play and move.
Right back down to a four-point lead again, 42-38. Dre on the left wing, out high to Meadows as we approach the midpoint of quarter number three here at Thiel Gym. Dre on the left side, drives, kicks it out, Meadows, the extra pass to Milan on the right elbow, now back up top to Meadows for three, off the rim. Rebound underneath Kreider. Quincy with a chance to pull within two, maybe one. Down the right side, Kreider dishes it into the corner. Driving baseline, Rupert. Brady gets it up from the weak side, and he pulls Quincy within two now at 42-40. Eric Price at the scoring table, ready to check back in at the next dead ball. Dre, bounce pass left side. McCants onto the wing, Meadows. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Streaks' lead is two. Meadows cut off in the left corner, skips it up top to Dre. The extra pass over to Milan on the wing, drives, kicks it out. Dre shuffled his feet at the top of the arc.
And we passed up a couple of good shots there. I think a little tentative on the offensive end, and it did cost us with a turnover.
11 in the game for the Silver Streaks, three here in the first 4.5 minutes of the third quarter.
Quincy got us on our heels a little bit.
Chance for the Blue Devils to tie it up or take the lead here, down two, 3:15 to go, third quarter. Reese across midcourt. Kreider comes out high for it. The Streaks trap him, get it out high. Now they back off, and he passes it over to Reese on the far sideline. And a foul called on Eric Price, going man-to-man defensively against Jeremiah Talton down on the right side of the lane. They got tangled up, and Eric's called for his fourth foul. I saw the tail end of it. From what I saw, it looked like the right call.
Yeah, absolutely the right call there. Eric put himself in a tough spot there. Knowing he's got three fouls, he's got to be very careful, and one I think he'd like to have back again.
3:06 to go. Price goes to the bench. 3:06 third quarter. Price goes to the bench with his fourth foul. Reese with a little push off on Alex. Passes it away to the right side to Talton instead. Now back to Reese with it. Outside the wing. Onto the elbow it goes to Rupert. Kicking it back up top to Kreider. Between the legs with the dribble, jumps forward, drops back. Now over to the right side. Here's Brady Rupert for three. Off the rim, rebound in front to DeMarco Harden. Streaks still with that two-point lead, 2:35 to go here in this third quarter. Up top, Meadows. Left side, Milan. Back into the left corner, Kylip. Entry pass and a bounce down low and a feed to Jalen, who gets his first basket of the fourth third quarter.
Nice pass by Kylip. Good ball movement away from the ball by Jalen.
20 in the game for McCants. Up top, Reese. Passes over to the right side. Entry pass to Talton. Trying to spin move on Riley. Ducks underneath. Gets a shot up and in on a tough basket. And a big answer again by the Quincy Blue Devils, back within two.
And Riley did all he could there. That's just a tough shot and got the break and rolled in.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks lead 44-42. McCants on the wing. Swing it around to the outside into the hands of Meadows in the midcourt circle. Along with Harden, Milan, McCants, and Alex Egyptiaco. Up top, Harden. Swing it right side over to Milan. Passed up the three again. Back up top to DeMarco. Now back to Milan. Dribbles to the left, onto the elbow. Skips it over to the left side to Meadows. And a hand check foul called on a reach in by Reese as Kylip went around him. Second foul on Lucas Reese for Quincy. And the second team foul on the Blue Devils here in the second half.
I want to see Riley be able to hit that shot or at least take that shot to keep him honest there.
On the inbound, Marco has the ball poked away from the backside. 12 Gillsburg turnovers. Kreider lost the handle on the dribble, but he gets back out to it and kicks it up top to Reese. Chance for the Devils to tie it up again or take the lead with a minute 20 to go, third quarter. On the right side, Jack Rupert squared up for three. He's been held quiet since knocking down three three-pointers in the first half. Kreider with a step back. He'll fire from the left wing off the back iron. Weak side rebound, McCants, who's got 14 boards in the game. Streaks dodge another bullet, try to extend the lead.
Great
pick
pass.
Fire down low to Alex up and in.
Again, excellent pass, great ball movement there by Alex to get himself free underneath the basket.
On the feed up top from Jalen, firing it through the lane to find him wide open under the basket. Here's Talton, right corner three off the back iron. Weak side rebound, Kylip Meadows. Streaks trying to push the lead forward again, leading by four with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Jalen with a crossover dribble, leaves it underneath to Alex. The kick out, DeMarco off the rim, rolls off from three-point range, and Riley fouls Jeremiah Talton coming down with a rebound. That ball rattled around the rim, did everything but drop through the cylinder. And Riley Milan picks up his first foul, going after the loose ball rebound.
Good ball movement there by the Streaks. Got the shot we wanted, just as Brad said. It rolled around and came off. Down here on the defensive end, Riley's done a fine job on Tolton inside. I know that one of the goals, it looks to us like with Quincy in this half, is to get Tolton touches inside and try to be a scorer, and Riley's done a good job defending him.
Yeah, he's taken six shots here in this third quarter, seven for the game, and he's made only one of them. Jeremiah Tolton, we're talking about, on that defensive effort from Riley Milan. Down to 20 seconds to go. 46-42 Streaks. Quincy with the ball. Up top, Jack Rupert gets it over to Peyton Nicholson, working against Caleb Meadows. Back up top to Rupert. Dribbles all the way out to the midcourt circle. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. On the right side, Reese pulls it all the way back out into the midcourt circle with four, trying to work around the screen. A dribble drive takes it all the way in from the left side, circles around the rim and drops through at the buzzer. They cleared it out for him perfectly. He pulls Quincy within two at the end of three. 46-44 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Governor J.B. Pritzker gives his State of the State address tomorrow in Springfield. I'm Will Stevenson. Listen in for live coverage from the state capitol starting at noon on WGIL.
3 quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead is down to 2-46-44, and Quincy with the ball to start the final quarter. The Streaks lead has been as many as 12. But since the Streaks were up 35-23, the Blue Devils have really played well, and they've outscored the Silver Streaks 21-11. And trailing by two to start the fourth quarter here. And an illegal screen called against Quincy. They took 32 seconds off the clock to start the quarter, and Jeremiah Tolton called for an illegal screen on the far side of the court from us. His third foul, and only the second Quincy turnover of the second half. Price is not on the court for the Silver Streaks as he has four fouls. It's Meadows, McCants, Milan. Here's a ball batted into the backcourt, but Meadows gets to it first, needs help, fires it into the front court to Egyptiaco. Streaks have numbers. Here's Alex with a kick out. Meadows for three. Short, way short. Dre saves the rebound, but the official said he was out of bounds when he touched the ball.
Very fortunate in that sequence to be able to retain the ball and even get a shot off there. But right now, our ability to shoot from the outside, from the perimeter, or it's not been very good.
Yeah, Streaks just 1-for-4 from three-point range in that third quarter when Quincy outscored the Silver Streaks 17-11. And the lead is two for the Streaks as Alex kicks one into the backcourt. Here's the feed to Jalen. Two-handed dunk. And a foul. And a foul. A chance at a three-point play. And that may be the energizing play. The Streaks need to get back going in the right direction.
We needed a big play like that. A big defensive play there. Super play. Great finish. Chance here to give us a little bit of breathing room. Not much, but better than it's been.
Third foul of the game on Lucas Reese, who's the leading scorer for Quincy with 16. It came with a steal by Alex Egyptiaco, batting the ball into the backcourt, chased it down, got to it first, and McCants finishes off the three-point play. He's got 23 in the game now. The lead is 5, 49-44. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Up top, Kreider. Here's another steal. This time by Dre. Layup, good! Back-to-back half-court steals and a runout. The Streaks' lead is 7. 51-44, 6:15 to go in the game. Quincy with one turnover in the second half, 3 in less than 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, and now Milan fouls Jeremiah Talton on the entry pass from the backside.
And Riley has done a really good job playing low post defense there. He was working, jockeying for position, tried to switch from one side, from the high side to the low side, just got caught. That call for the foul, the correct play, or the correct call.
Fourth foul on the Streaks. On the inbound, the quick jumper by Brady Rupert. The Streaks got caught napping and fouled Rupert shooting from the baseline. And very quickly, he goes to the line, and Riley just picked up his third foul. All of these coming in about the last 3 minutes of game clock time.
And that's twice on inbounds plays where we've caught napping and confused there and given up an easy shot. In this case, fouled.
Rupert to the free throw line, knocks down the first one. He's just 58% on the season. That's his fifth point of the game. Brady Rupert, along with brother Jack, who knocked down 3 3-pointers in the first half. 51-45 Streaks, second free throw short. And Kreider got into the lane and stole away the rebound, his fourth of the game, and now nearly lost it on the sideline. Dre getting all over him, and Quincy calls a timeout as the Blue Devils were just about to turn the ball over.
And those are two plays in that sequence that really hurt us, giving up the offensive rebound on the missed free throw, and then that situation there.
Just a 30-second timeout. Quincy with 3 timeouts remaining. Silver Streaks have 4. Again, 2 technical fouls called on the Silver Streaks tonight. 1 in the first 2.5 minutes of the game on the Galesburg bench. Has left Ryan Hart seated for most of the game. He can stand up during the timeouts, which he does here.
And the explanation, Brad, there of one of our players stood up to Dyke, and it was a call timeout and got called for a technical, just a real iffy technical foul call there. If there was something said, that's another story. But getting up in that situation and declaring that he was on the floor when the play was that far away, just a bad call in my opinion.
Under 6 minutes to go in the game, coming out of the Quincy 30-second timeout. Dre Egyptiaco guarding Kreider on the right elbow. Kreider backs up all the way toward the half-court line. Alex is shadowing Lucas Reese running all over the courts. Kreider still with a dribble out high, meanwhile. Now gets it over to Reese on the wing. Long three on the way off the rim. McCants flies down the lane for his 15th rebound. Streaks lead is 6. Looking for more here. Dre from the left corner. Now over to Meadows. Right back to Egyptiaco for 3. Good! Dre with a huge night tonight with 18, and the Streaks lead by 9.
Big basket by Dre.
54-45. Up top. The backup. Now the dribble drive. Rupert with a kick out to Talton. Misses from 3. Jalen with 16 rebounds in the game. Jalen into the front court. McCants gets called for a push-off, leaning down with a shoulder, and that's the 13th Galesburg turnover, the second foul on McCants. And a very unhappy Galesburg crowd on that offensive foul. So, 9-point lead for the Streaks, 5:04 to play in the game. On the inbound to Reese. Left side, Kreider. Now back up top to Reese at the volleyball line. Goes right, fakes left, uses a screen, airballs a 3. Out of bounds, back to the Streaks.
Again, the Streaks have done a really fine job in the half court against Quincy's offense. Defensively, we've been very good. We've just been unclean on blockout on a free throw or a couple of inbounds plays.
4:45 to go. Streaks still trying to get it across the half court. Now do. Caleb Meadows up the left side. Trapped, stolen away by Quincy. A bounce pass to Kreider running in from the left side with a layup. Live ball turnover leads to a Quincy run out. They cut the lead to 7 on the 14th Galesburg turnover.
And Streaks, Eric Price can head back in the game, and understandably so.
McCants on the left elbow, back to Alex. Egyptiaco drives all the way in from the left side and took it strong to the basket for his 6th point.
Boy, they've been terrific, the brothers here.
56-47, Streaks by 9. Kreider right back to answer at the other end. And a blocking foul, I think, called on Dre Egyptiaco as he and Milan both cut off Kreider cutting in from the left side. And that'll be the second foul of the game on Dre Egipciaco. Quincy's in the bonus the rest of the way now. 9-point Galesburg lead, 4:10 to play. And Kreider goes to the free throw line, shooting two. First one up and off the back iron. He is just 47% from the free throw line on the season.
And Eric Price back into the ball game. Coach Hart having to roll the dice here. I don't think he has much of a choice here. Our bench hasn't produced, and Eric's got to come in. He's got to be very, very smart here in terms of playing with four fouls here with 4:10 to go.
Well, Eric sat for 7.5 minutes of game time, and the Silver Streaks were able to actually extend the lead back up as Jalen McCants just tied his career high with 17 rebounds on the Adante Kreider missed free throw. 4 minutes to go in the game, Streaks by 9. Left side, Price on the wing, passed up the 3, drives, kicks it over. Right corner, Milan for 3. Off the rim, rebound, Price, right back up and in. First basket for Price since the first quarter on his 5th rebound of the game.
And that's where he's so good on both ends of the floor on the glass.
The lead is 11. 58-47, 3:35 to play in the game. Streaks extending the lead when they really need to. Reese in the corner. Up top to Rupert on the elbow. Drives in on Milan and a foul on the floor called against Riley will be his 4th. And free throws coming, a 1-1 for Brady Rupert.
And they're going to call it, I believe they're going to call it on Alex there instead of Riley.
You're right. Okay. Well, that's better for the Silver Streaks because it's only 2 on Alex. And it, as I said, it would have been 4 on Riley Milan. So Brady Rupert to the line, where he made 1 of 2 earlier in the quarter, knocks down the first one here and gets the second opportunity. 10-point lead for the Streaks, 58-48. 6 points in the game for Brady Rupert. 2 for 3 from the free throw line, now 2 for 4. And this time the Streaks do box out on the missed free throw. Riley pulls it down for the Streaks. 3:20 to play, 10-point Galesburg lead. Skip pass into the front court, Price. Pulls it back out to Milan, into the entry. Now kicking it back out under the wing to Price on the feed from Alex. Jump stop into the lane. Talton falls down trying to draw the charge. Leaves Dre open for 3, but a whistle as Ryan Hart had called timeout, and it negates a Dre Egipciaco 3-point basket.
That's just a tough break there. That's a good timeout. He's got timeouts here left. Good timeout to reset what you're trying to do defensively and offensively. Talk about personnel on both ends of the floor that you're trying to make sure that you're marking, you're being aware of. Good timeout there. Just unfortunate that the timeout got called just before the shot went off.
It shows the rhythm that Dre really has here tonight, and I hope that doesn't break his rhythm. I don't know. It depends on the kid how much effect
sure
that has on you.
I
when
mean,
you have
I
a shot
think
in the game.
He's feeling,
like
he's got good rhythm. He's in that zone here tonight. I like the sequence. The Streaks move the ball. They engage the defense. They got the ball in the middle. They reverse the ball. And when you do that, you're going to get a wide open look within rhythm. If we can continue to do that, and we need to be deliberate here. Not necessarily cautious, but more deliberate here in our possessions here. With a 10-point lead and 3 minutes plus to go in the ballgame.
I had the Streaks shooting 5 for 7 in the fourth quarter from the field to build this lead back up.
Yes, and good shots, too.
They've outscored Quincy 12-4 after getting outscored 17-11 in the third quarter. So that 8-point advantage in the fourth quarter has built the lead back up to 10 at 58-48 coming out of the Streaks timeout.
Make them guard you here.
Entry pass, Jalen, kick out. Price passes it up, now gives it back to Dre on the elbow. Dre backs up to the volleyball line, passes it left side over to McCants. Tries to get into the left corner to Milan, batted out of bounds by Reese.
And there you let Reese stay between you. You got to go at him and freeze dribbling. Make him guard you.
Milan on the inbound gets it to Price. Eric curls around, high post, kicks it back out to Alex. Streak's going to be content to be patient. Run some clock here, force Quincy to play defense. Only 14 fouls on Quincy, so they have some fouls to use in order to stop the clock. Alex, bounce pass, Dre reverse, up and in! Dre with 20 on the night, he's only missed one shot.
What a terrific possession. Crossover dribble. Kreider into the lane, going right at Egypt. Siakam missed it. Jalen with his 18th rebound. Leads the break to Alex. Pulls it back out.
Good decision.
To Dre, and they'll back it up. Run some clock. Alex weaves through the lane, kicks it out to Eric with 2:10 to go in the game. Eric spins away from Kreider, jumps into the lane, and an offensive foul called as Talton was there waiting to draw the charge, and Eric is fouled out of the game.
Just a tough decision again by Eric, knowing when to, when it's a red light, a green light, and a yellow light there, and we were doing what we needed to do there in terms of being very deliberate, moving the ball. No reason to be super aggressive there, and that's an unfortunate thing because when he's been on the floor tonight, he's been very good.
Player control foul is not a shooting foul, so even though it's a ninth team foul on the Silver Streaks, Quincy has to take it the length of the court. 2 minutes to go in the game. Streaks lead by 12. Price fouls out with 6 points. Reese with a crossover dribble up high in the lane. Puts it up over McCants, but missed it. Jalen with his 19th rebound in the game. Dribbles between two defenders. Feeds it out to Riley, and he pulls it back out to Dre. Streaks trying to run some more clock with a minute 40 to go. Trying to snap an 8-game losing streak in the series to the Quincy Blue Devils and looking for their 21st win this season. McCants dribbles all the way back up. Talton falls down, but Jalen lost the dribble, and it's picked up by Kreider. Leads the other direction, and Jalen with a block. And now Dre comes out with it and gets fouled. And the student section loves it, even though the Streaks turned it over. Because Jalen on that crossover dribble did what's called breaking the ankles as Talton tried to keep up with him, fell down. Kreider got the steal and then got rejected by McCants, hustling to the other direction.
I mean, that shows you the kind of player and athlete Jalen is. That crossover there was unbelievable, but lost control of the ball and was able to hustle back and make a block sprinting that distance out of nowhere there to make a tremendous defensive play.
With a minute 24 in the game, Quincy calls timeout. I take it back. The scoreboard showing that Galesburg
Streaks called the timeout there. Coach Hart called a timeout. Again, another little reset here as you've split the game in two from your last timeout. You've increased your lead, the things you need to do. Both defensively and offensively, be deliberate, meet the ball. They're going to have to foul here. And also on the offensive or on the defensive end, don't foul. Make them earn everything.
Jeremiah Talton, meanwhile, was called for the foul as Egypt Siakam came out with the ball. So that's four on Talton. Now Dre sprints into the front court, breaking the press, takes it all the way, missed it. And there's Jalen with the offensive rebound put back. Johnny on the spot. And the Streaks lead is 14. Jalen McCants with 25 points and 20 rebounds tonight. Up top, a long three by Kreider drains it from deep. And Quincy calls a quick timeout, stopping the clock with a minute 3 to go, and the Streaks lead 62-51.
In that situation there, we got into a scramble mode there when we got beat on the dribble, and when you do that, you're going to leave people wide open because you have to help, and you can't get recovered in time. So we've got to identify both Kreider and Reese here, their shooters, and to some extent Talton, and mark them and shade them a little bit here and not give up that easy three.
62-51, Silver Streaks by 11. Looking to extend their lead in the Western Big Six Conference. Again, Quincy, Geneseo, each with two losses. Rock Island with three. Galesburg with two losses, but one more victory in the win column by virtue of having played the extra game with Alleman. So the Silver Streaks would take a game and a half lead over Quincy with a victory here with a minute 3 to go in the game.
And not necessarily, as you and I talked, being the driver's seat, but
no.
In a lot of ways, control their own destiny the rest of the way if you look on paper who we're playing and where we're playing them.
Streaks travel to Sterling on Friday night. That's not going to be an easy game. Abingdon Avon boys, a 40-38 winner over Elmwood tonight. Rock Island defeated Sterling 90-55. Now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound. Quincy with a steal. Reese with a kick out. Here's Kreider with another three. Well short. Underneath the basket, Dre Egypt Siakam with a rebound. Fires it into the front court to McCants. Under a minute to go. Streaks keep it on the perimeter. Here comes the trap on Dre, and they foul him. And Dre will, that's only the 16th foul on the Blue Devils, so the Streaks will have to inbound it with 45 seconds to play.
And again, be solid in this inbound pass from the sideline here in front of the scorer's table.
Not turn it over like they just did. Reese picks up the foul, his fourth, so he and Talton both with four for Quincy with 44.8 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock, 62-51 streaks. On blackout night here at Thiel Gym, on the inbound into the backcourt, Milan to Dre. And there's a quick foul by Dre Humphrey, his second on Dre Egyptiaco. And that'll be a 1-1 for Dre at the free throw line.
And good decision there by Quincy. You go for the steal on the inbounds, and then you got a foul. Allow as little as possible getting off the clock here as you can.
Dre with a career-high 20 tonight. He's 14 of 29 from the free throw line on the season, just under 50%. But that free throw percentage has been creeping up here in the last month as his shot has been looking better. Can he keep it going here? He does. Knocks down the first one.
The Twins have been spectacular here in the second half when the chips have been down.
63-51 silver streaks. Dre Egyptiaco, a career-high 21 tonight. Now 22 as he makes them both. Who do you like for Dave's Auto Body Crunch
Time?
Oh, my,
there's some real candidates here tonight.
Kreider with a crossover dribble and a hand check foul called against the Silver Streaks as Kreider passed it away. That's a 10th team foul on Gelsberg, so Kreider will shoot two free throws. And that'll be the third foul of the game on Dre Egyptiaco.
And we want to keep the clock running here, and that's not a foul you want. It was tough to see that foul, but nevertheless, don't put yourself in a position to get one called on you.
13-point Gelsberg lead, 35 seconds to play. Kreider misses again. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line all in this quarter. He's got 15 points for Quincy, 13 in the second half, including 3 three-pointers. Second free throw on the way. 64-51 Gelsberg looking for its 21st victory of the season. And he knocks down the second free throw. 64-52 streaks. Dre around Kreider to get it into the front court. Now another push foul, this time against Peyton Nicholson. Stops the clock with 29 seconds to go. And Dre back to the line to shoot a 1-1. 29 seconds to play. Student sections had fun here tonight on a Tuesday night. The band has stuck around.
Been a great atmosphere here tonight.
It really has.
Terrific crowd and a classic between two of the great rivals and historical figures in Illinois, let alone Midwestern high school basketball, Silver Streaks and Blue Devils.
Streaks looking for their 16th win in the last 17 games. Dre knocks down another free throw. 65-52 streaks. 10 points in the fourth quarter for Egyptiaco.
And he's been steady Eddie out there in terms of making decisions and handling the ball against their pressure.
Eyes it, shoots it, and makes it. Dre has 24 points on the night. One behind Jalen McCants with 25. The lead is 14 with 23 seconds to go. And McCants with another block on the drive in from Kreider from the right wing out of bounds.
A tremendous basket protector, rim protector there. You come to the goal, you better expect something.
On the inbound, the catch and shoot by Rupert. The miss, the rebound by Talton won't go. Rebound McCants, 21 on the game. He dribbles it into the front court. And Quincy's going to let him dribble it out. As the Silver Streaks are going to win it here tonight, they'll go to 8-2 in the conference, 21-3 overall, and they snap their 8-game losing streak to the Quincy Blue Devils with a 66-52 win on blackout night. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds for the rest of tonight. A low near 24. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance of snow mid-morning through early afternoon. A high near 30 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy. A low of 20. And clouds on Thursday with a high near 31. Thursday night, cloudy as well. A low near 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just adding up some numbers here in the postgame, and boy, are there some numbers to add up. Thanks for being with us here for some post-game commentary after Galesburg's big win over Quincy, 66-52. Silver Streaks improved to 21-3 on the season and 7-2 in the Western Big Six. Quincy drops to 5-3 in conference play and 13-7 overall. Here's just some numbers for you very quickly. Team rebounds for Quincy. What's that number again, Steve?
23.
23 rebounds for Quincy. Jalen McCants, 21. By himself tonight, 21 rebounds.
And we were talking, Brad, off the air that in today's basketball, there's not that many available. You know, here tonight, for instance, Quincy took 42 shots, so he had 21, you know, of those rebounds. I mean, he had half the rebounds of shots taken by Quincy. You go back, and yesterday, that's equivalent to 30 to 35 rebounds in a game, you know, when I played.
Wow.
So, just a dominating performance on the glass by Jalen McCants, and he does so many things here. He's turned out to be, like we talked about earlier in the season, a special, special basketball player here at Galesburg, and one of the best here that we've ever seen. He's having a tremendous senior year.
Yeah, on that note, 25 points tonight for Jalen, so he passed both Mark Junk and Jason Shea on the all-time scoring list, so he's up to ninth now all-time with 1,145 points. And next up for him is Jim Reinebach, 19 points ahead of him. And
you talk Mark Junk, Jason Shea, and Jim Reinebach, and you're talking three of the all-time greats in Silver Streak basketball history. And he got one tonight, or got two of them tonight.
Yep.
And next is truly one of the best of all time here. Could potentially be in the starting five or certainly on the roster of all-time greats in Jim Reinebach.
The Silver Streaks do it here tonight with Eric Price fouling out of the game, with Riley Milan going scoreless. Caleb Meadows got quite a bit of playing time in place of Price, but he only got 2 points tonight. And yet, still, a really well-played game by the Silver Streaks to win this one here tonight and extend the lead in the conference.
You know, you talk about Riley Milan. Against Talton there in the second half, he guarded him in the low post, and they had him on the perimeter as well. And you could see that they were making a special attempt to get him involved in the offense. And Riley just shut him down, basically. So a super job that's not going to go in the box score on what a terrific job that Riley did defensively against one of their go-to guys offensively in Tolton.
So we go ahead and run through our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers there, partner.
Streaks again, shoot over 50% from the field tonight, 26 out of 49 for 53%. 5 out of 18 with a 3 ball, but the ones we knocked down were in big spots and, again, within the rhythm of the offense. Quincy, on the other hand, 17 out of 42. We did a superb job against them in the half court in their offense for only 40%, and they were 9 out of 27 tonight with a 3 ball for 33%. As Brad said, we out-rebounded them significantly tonight, 40 to 23. We turned it over a little bit too much, but again, we were going against a lot of their defensive pressure here. We committed 17 and 6 of them in the fourth period, and a lot of our turnovers tonight came. We just got a little bit too fast and played a little bit too fast by being overeager. And a veteran ball club like Quincy, they only committed 11 tonight. But when you look at the whole picture tonight, Streaks played a wonderful game against a very, very quality opponent and win this thing here in an impressive fashion. And, again, continue to make believers each game, certainly out of me and I know out of our fans. They are a fine, fine high school basketball team.
We've talked about free throw shooting, especially here recently. How about Galesburg, 9 out of 10 from the free throw line? Didn't miss one in the second half.
And again, the kids that are going to the line now, you can see that they're improving all the time and making, you know, some really key free throws down the stretch here to extend the lead and put Quincy on ice.
Quincy, meanwhile, 9 out of 14 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Blue Devils had two players in double figures. Lucas Reese and Adante Kreider each finished with 16. Jack Rupert just missed double figures with 9. He knocked down 3 out of 4 three-point shots in the first half. Streaks prevented him from taking a single shot in the second half.
Again, making adjustments, and we talked about that earlier, being able to mark, identify their shooters or who's hot. He was hot early. We made our adjustments. You give great credit to the coaches, but also to the players being able to make those adjustments on the floor within the flow of the action. And that's a super job by the Streaks, a little thing that you don't, again, think a lot about, but mattered here tonight.
Brady Rupert finished with 6, Ian Richardson 3, Jeremiah Talton with 2. 2 points for Jeremiah Talton, their leading scorer on the season, 16.5 points a game. Streaks held Talton, and again, that's Riley Milan primarily defensively, held Talton to 2. For the Silver Streaks, McCants, 25 points and a career-high 21 rebounds tonight. Dre Egyptiaco, a career-high 24 points. And then nobody else scored in double figures, but they didn't have to tonight. Alex Egyptiaco, Eric Price, each with 6. DeMarco Harden with 3. Caleb Meadows had 2. Streaks win at 66-52. Still to come in the post game, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game and a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart as well. Galesburg is 21-3. Stay tuned for more post-game coverage from Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop, and every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life and will strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Donna Matthews of Gilson was spotted wearing a blue WGIL button and won $50. To find out where you can get a button and win, go to WGIL.com.
Final score from John Field Gymnasium. Silver Streaks defeat Quincy 66-52. Let's go ahead and talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which how can we not split it tonight? My goodness.
I mean, two kids that were outstanding from start to finish, but in, you know, when things were really very tense there in the third period, we were back on our heels. Quincy was doing, you know, they were having their way with us, and and we were in danger of losing the lead. We got the ship righted there with both Dre and some plays that he made on both ends of the floor, and certainly Jalen and the plays that he made on the floor on both ends. And as a result of that, Dre Egyptiaco and Jalen McCants are our Dave's Auto Body co-crunch time players of the game tonight, and both those guys deservedly so. They were just terrific and were clutch players, to say the least, here tonight.
There was a game the Silver Streaks played at Quincy. I think it was in the 2002 and 3 season. Curtis Kilgore had a very similar game to the kind of game that Jalen McCants had tonight. I'm not going to swear for sure that these were exactly his numbers, but they were very close. Curtis that night, down at Quincy, had something like 25 points and 20 rebounds.
And he was a beast. What a good player he was.
And, I didn't know if I'd ever see another performance like that. And then here's Jalen almost matching those numbers tonight, 25 points, 21 rebounds, to earn our co-Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game honors this evening. Coach Ryan Hart making his way this direction as the Streaks get their first win over Quincy in 9 games. Last time was here at Thiel Gym when the Silver Streaks won it 63-56. Almost an identical score there, 66-52, here tonight, as Coach Hart takes a few moments to visit with head coach Andy Douglas, who was up here visiting with the Quincy media. So we'll kind of fly through here really quickly and see if we can't catch a score. We do know that Rock Island was a big winner over Sterling, so they stay with 3 losses in the Western Big Six. And here it is, a final now. Geneseo did defeat United Township 48-30. So Geneseo all alone in second place. Now a game ahead of Quincy by virtue of that win over the Panthers. And the Silver Streaks will see Geneseo here on February 11th. Coach Ryan Hart joins us now. Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. It wasn't easy. We didn't expect it to be against the Quincy Blue Devils. Let's talk first of all about Jalen McCants. We had him 25 points, 21 rebounds tonight. He looked like nobody was really able to handle him on the inside tonight. Was that an important part of the game plan, a stressed part of the game plan, telling him to get in there and take advantage of what you can do on the inside?
Well, he probably could have had 35 and 30 if he was a little bit more active from time to time. But, yeah, I mean, anytime we got, I mean, even Eric Riley and Alex is doing a pretty good job underneath the rim now these days too.
Yes.
Anytime we got those guys down there and they're open, need to give them the ball. And Jalen is just a monster. And I told him they're starting the fourth quarter. Yeah, I might have tossed my clipboard down or something. I don't remember exactly when it was. But the point being made was I went to every guy and told them something. And then I got to Jalen. The only reason I know that is because I wanted to yell at everybody before I yelled at Jalen. And that there's nobody that should be getting any rebound over him. Get every dang rebound that you can. I don't know how many he had in the fourth quarter.
Seven.
So, I mean, well, he halfway listened. And I mean, the kids did a great job. I mean, through all the adversity we had tonight, and there was a lot. So,
yep.
And they came through, and that's why I told them in the locker room, everything's not perfect. I mean, sometimes other factors enter the game. So, and they overcame it, and we still ended up winning by 14 after all of that.
I thought there in the third quarter we were back on our heels a little bit, struggled a little bit, and then suddenly. As we got into the fourth period, we righted the ship. We got control of the game, made a lot of good decisions. What was your thoughts there on some of the things that really turned the corner for us there and turned the tide?
Well, you have to let kids kind of – I'm a big fan of letting them try to adapt and overcome on their own a little bit. I mean, within reason, a little guided necessary practice on that. But and it got down to a two-point lead going into the fourth quarter, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I told him going into the third quarter, I'm like, if we win this quarter, we have a great chance of winning this game. Well, we didn't. They cut the lead from 8-2. And we outscored them by, 12 in
yep.
the fourth quarter?
Yep,
so,
28.
So they manned up in the fourth quarter. All right, they rebounded well. Kreider hit a couple threes on us. But I'll tell you what, Alex did not let Reese get too many shots up. So hats off to Alex just chasing him around, and he's been great at that all year long.
Well, that's something we wanted to bring up, and Steve was quick to point out the job that Riley did defensively on Jeremiah Talton tonight. Here's their leading scorer coming into the game. He gets off only one shot the entire first half. when the game's all said and done, we had him, let's see.
4 points, according to the scoreboard.
We had him with only two, well, so I don't know.
He's got four up there. It is only two. That was four fouls he had.
Six.
You're right. You're correct.
So we had him 1 out of 7 from the field in the second half.
Yes. Riley did do a great job on him. And, I mean, Riley's the type of kid, like we talked about earlier in the year, we feel confident with him guarding guys like that because in open gym this fall, he was always matched up against Jalen.
Right.
And, I mean, I can't reiterate that enough because Jalen's kind of hard to guard. So if Riley can handle Jalen, which, I mean, Jalen's Jalen, but he guarded him the entire time in the fall. So a guy like Talton, I mean, he's a good player, and he's only a sophomore, and he's going to be really, really good. But it's one of those deals that if he can guard Jalen in open gym, he should be able to handle a sophomore from Quincy coming down the stretch, and he did tonight.
And Riley does a terrific job of guarding the low post. And he was just, we watched him in some of his isolated stuff, and he was really good. I know you're picking up confidence. Your players are picking up confidence all the time in terms of what we're doing. What are some specific things that you've seen here in these last two or three games where we played, you know, some outstanding basketball that you think we're taking the next big steps with?
Well, Dre Gypsyako had a coming out party tonight.
Sure did.
Confidence. I mean, it was a confidence builder. And we need more guys to kind of be that way. And like we were talking in the locker room, it's nice to have one or two guys that can score all the time. Eric got in some foul trouble tonight. So, I mean, he wasn't near as effective as he normally is. But it's one of those deals that yesterday in practice, I stopped practice after about 10 minutes at one point in time and commended Dre. I mean, because I'm usually getting on him. I'm not a big compliment guy here down on the court, but he had probably the best 5-10 minutes of a practice of anybody all year long. And we made a point of that. And here he comes out tonight and puts up 24 points and just plays his butt off. And it was great. I mean, it was nice to see. He was going hard to the rim, finishing his layups, confidence shooting the ball.
And free throws.
And if we can get everybody with that same confidence, and all of our guys can shoot, and they're normally pretty confident, but there are times when they kind of get down on themselves a little bit. And Dre's just like the rest of them. And tonight was a night where Dre wasn't. But going forward, more guys stepping up will lead to more success for us.
Dre may never let you forget calling a timeout and negating that one three-pointer.
Well, he would have had 27.
Eric jump stopped in the lane, and the guy falls down. It should have been the fifth foul for him on a charge, but they didn't blow the whistle, and he's looking for something to do. And I figured
he was looking for it.
I figured he was just going to shoot the ball because nobody between him and the rim must have been too easy of a shot for him. So he decided to kick it out, and as soon as he's spinning around, I turn to the ref, timeout, and it took him 4 seconds to call a timeout. It's just kind of like, come on. It's almost like he's waiting for us to turn it over. Well, and then next thing I know, the crowd goes crazy on the whistle, and I turn around, and they're all mad because Dre made a shot.
It's all about timing.
Sorry. I mean, I wanted to get Eric out of that situation. I apologize.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so the Silver Streaks with this win here tonight, 66-52. And I guess my other thought, and kind of back to Dre, and really Alex both, they had a big family contingent at that game in Chicago, and I felt like just watching them, it did, their shoulders just kind of picked up, their chest kind of puffed out a little bit. I thought that was really good for them to be able to have that kind. I mean, it just looked like they felt really good until that ball went through, and then I think it was Dre.
We all kind of felt pretty good until the ball went through.
Yeah, and I think it was Dre I heard who say as we were walking to the bus after the game, I've never had a feeling like I felt in my stomach when that ball went through the hoop.
Well, Dre is a Silver Streak, and he likes it when we win. And it doesn't matter if he plays good, plays bad, whatever. If we win, he is happy kid. I remember last year we went to the regional championship game, and we took him, and I can't remember the other kid that wasn't dressed in varsity with us at the time, maybe Marco possibly, and we sat them on the end of the bench with us just to kind of, all right, here's the environment because next year you're going to be an important part of all this. And he was in the locker room crying after the regional loss last year and didn't even suit up just because he was on the bench and it meant that much to him. I mean, he's got a great heart, and Coach Thompson always talks about all those sophomores, how much they are gamers. And when the lights come on and they're out on the court, they want to win, and that's the same way with Daylon and the rest of those guys too. And it's just a nice little deal to have, and they try as hard as they possibly can almost every single play, and it shows, and that's good for the program, because when guys play heavy minutes and they don't exhume maximum effort every single play, which they should, but there's somebody else to pick it up, and that's a great thing about all these kids.
Those twins I want on my team every time. They are special, and you're right in everything you say.
They're gamers. I mean, I like to use that term. Coach Thompson talks about it all the time. They're gamers, and they are. And they were gamers tonight. I mean, defensively, offensively, and I like the drills we do in practice. They're absorbing them, and they're getting better when they go through them. And I mean, it showed tonight with Dre going to the rim, because we got some pretty tough layup drills that we do. We try to make it as hard as possible. Four game situations when they have some pressure and they have some speed going to the rim with guys attacking them defensively. And I mean, he finished great tonight going to the rim. So I mean,
they're close to assault and battery. I've been there for over the years.
How many free throws did we shoot tonight anyway? Just out of curiosity.
Ten. Nine out of ten.
Well, it didn't seem like enough to me, but I mean,
we found a way.
We did find a way, so it was good.
Congratulations on the
win, Coach. Absolutely. Congratulations.
Look forward to seeing you on the road up at Sterling on Friday.
Let's go get another one.
Silver Streaks improved to 21-3 and 7-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Final timeout and final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team makes a long road trip down to Quincy Thursday night to take on the Blue Devils. I'm Sal Meredith. Join me for the pregame around 6:40 on WGIL.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that tonight. Silver Streaks girls have to turn around and play Quincy now, too, and they'll hit the road to do it. So good luck to Coach Evan Massey's team, and good luck to the Silver Streaks girls on that road trip on Thursday night.
No question.
And speaking of road trips, Streaks, as we just mentioned a moment ago, take one of their own on Friday up at Sterling. That game still concerns me. But I love the way the Streaks are playing, and I guess, you know, I'd take them anywhere, anytime, the way they're playing right now.
That's the way I feel right now. Again, you're just seeing enormous growth in all kinds of areas, not only as a ball club, but as individuals. And tonight we really had a chance to, I'm not going to say wilt and fold, but Quincy's a fine ball club. You could see the confidence on their face. They were running their offense. They had us, again, like I said, back on our heels, and yet they were our kids were able to answer the bell there and get back off the canvas and win going away here. So you're just seeing enormous growth and a great performance in a tough ball game here tonight, and beating two quality opponents in the last three and almost getting another win against a quality opponent. We're playing really well right now.
Yeah, you know, and when we looked at this stretch here a couple of weeks ago, we saw Danville at the King tournament. Now, granted, they didn't have their all-stater, probably their all-stater, who's because of the knee injury. But we saw Danville, we saw Rock Island, we saw that game with Lincoln Park, and we saw this Quincy game all coming up in a stretch. And Ryan Hart has been saying, you know, we're ready for a challenge. We're ready, you know, we're ready to get to this stretch and face these teams. And he was very excited about it because he said, I want to see what we can do. We need to be pushed a little bit because, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from the teams at the Taylorville tournament, because I thought we played really, really well at the Taylorville tournament. And those scores were final scores like they were because of how well the Silver Streaks were playing. But when you're not playing tight games, the question becomes, what's it going to be when we get into a tight game? And they played under pressure against all of those teams. The Danville game ended up not being that close by the time it was all said and done. But It was a great environment here against Rocky. Obviously, that really tight game and the heartbreaking loss on Saturday. And people talk about, well, I think we're going to get better because of that game. And I think this is evidence tonight. This game gets tight in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. Streaks are shunned.
This game here could have went sideways.
It could have.
It could have went sideways in a big way. And that's the most impressive thing here tonight, how we righted the ship, made really quality decisions, made big plays with the steal, the block, at times that you needed to make big plays. And, again, I hope this continues to give us confidence that in crunch time, we've got a number of people who can do a number of things here, and that only adds to our arsenal that will help us win.
We look forward to seeing you up at Sterling. Coach.
Absolutely. Another big game. Look forward to it, Brad.
And again, the Silver Streaks girls traveling to Quincy on Thursday. Tom Meredith with the action there, 6:40 Thursday night. We'll be back on the air Friday night from Sterling with a pregame at 7:06 against the Golden Warriors. For Sean McCutcheon at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman to my right, I'm Brad Binowitz. Silver Streaks win it here tonight over the Quincy Blue Devils, snapping their 8-game losing streak in the series all time. And they win it here tonight, 66-252. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.